This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is addressing the celebrations of the Abhi Dhamma Divas and recognition of Pali as a classical language in New Delhi. On the occasion, Mr. Modi said that languages are not just a medium of conversation, it is the soul of civilization and culture. He said that the central government has given the status of classical language to the Pali language and it makes the celebration of Abhi Dhamma Divas historic this year. The Prime Minister said the whole world got enlightened from Lord Buddha's Dhamma. He also congratulated the followers of Lord Buddha on this occasion. Prime Minister Modi will chair a half-day conclave of chief ministers of the National Democratic Alliance and the deputies in Chandigarh today. BJP President JP Nadda, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Home Minister Amit Shah will also attend the meeting. According to a BJP statement, the proceedings will begin immediately after the swearing-in ceremony of Naib Singh as Chief Minister of Haryana. The meeting will follow a structured agenda focusing on national development issues. It will also include discussions on the observance of the Samvidhan Ka Amrut Mahotsav. Senior BJP leader Naib Singh will be sworn in as the Chief Minister of Haryana for the second consecutive term today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the ceremony. Mr. Singh met Governor Bandaru Dattatreya yesterday and staked the claim to form a new government in the state following his election as BJP Legislature Party leader. Meanwhile, Mr. Singh has said that the result of the recruitment examination for 24,000 government jobs in the state will be declared today. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a three-day visit to Malawi from today till the 19th of this month. She is scheduled to have bilateral meetings with the leadership of Malawi and also to meet the Indian diaspora. President Murmu held bilateral meetings with her Mauritanian counterpart Mohammed Ould Ghazouani yesterday. She also participated in the delegation-level talks. Four MOUs were signed between the two countries to strengthen the bilateral ties. Niti Aayog will organize an international methanol seminar and expo 2024 in New Delhi from today. The event will be held in collaboration with the Methanol Institute of the United States. The two-day event will highlight the progress of projects and research and development initiatives related to methanol production, application and allied technological developments in the world. India has reiterated that Canada has not presented any evidence in support of the allegations leveled against India and Indian diplomats. In response to media queries regarding Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's deposition at the Commission of Inquiry, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, "The deposition confirms what India has been saying all along." He further said the responsibility for the damage that this cavalier behavior has caused to India-Canada relations lies with Prime Minister Trudeau alone. India's response came after the Canadian Prime Minister admitted that his government lacked solid proof when it initially accused India of being involved in the killing of Khalistani terrorist Hardeep Singh Nijjar. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended greetings on the occasion of Maharishi Valmiki Jayanti. In a social media post, the President said, "The epic Ramayana, composed by Adi Kavi Valmiki, has gifted human society with the divine story of Lord Shri Ram." On the occasion, the Vice President wished that Maharishi Valmiki's blessings of knowledge, compassion, truth and religion remain upon everyone. In a message shared on social media, the Prime Minister said the great thoughts of Maharishi Valmiki inspire millions of people. India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, South Andhra Pradesh, Rayalaseema, Kerala, South Interior Karnataka, Konkan, Goa and Madhya Maharashtra today. In football, India will face arch rivals Pakistan in the opening match of the SAF Women's Championship 2024 in Kathmandu, Nepal today. The match will start at 5:15 p.m. IST. In badminton, Olympic medalist PV Sindhu will face China's Han Yu in the pre-quarterfinal of the women's singles at the Denmark Open today. The match is scheduled to start at 1:50 p.m. IST. In an opening match, Sindhu advanced after opponent Pai Yu Po of Taipei retired midway through the game. And that is the end of this news bulletin.